Ben başımı geliyor. Ya.
So, Rinpoche.
Bari Rinpoche
asked to, before we are going to listen to the teaching, to develop the enlightened attitude. And this is to think that in order to benefit all sentient beings, which are in number as vast as the sky, we are going to attain the enlightened state. And this we are going to do by listening, or putting effort into listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings.
Dene donga tang nyimong la ta chol la nyin tu da ranger ji te pe ka su je tar ta chol tek ba chem lo la je tar ta gu be chol dor ji tek lo la je tar ta gu be chol som je na ni dene ni de dor du ka sang he chen ba re ngwa ta tere dor ji tek lo la ta zor ka ne gu gu do den dor du chi gu.
So there are three ways on how to look at afflictions and kleshas and suffering. And the first way, how the Shravakas and the Pratyekas look at suffering and afflictions, and the way how in Mahayana one looks at sufferings and afflictions was briefly explained yesterday.
Yeah.
And today Rinpoche is going to explain how one looks at suffering and afflictions in the Vajrayana.
Suffering the Kajimura. Kirtan te Donga te Gogre, Donga Mina, Nyande Yong Chigamare. Donga dang nyande nyangi chikware, donga am nyangi mina, tene tarpa dang nyande sigamare. This is not donga de gogudu. Donga gogudu, nyangi gogudu.
So generally one needs suffering. Suffering is very important. Suffering and samsara are the same. If one didn't have suffering and if one didn't have samsara, then one would not have the idea to get liberated from it. So therefore, suffering and samsara are very important and one needs it.
Tina ta dunga ta nyumong la ta chorte, ta choram sam chorte karchimbore, te ta chorte ta taba som, ta chor som la duna, tini sarpo yungri sambayo.
So therefore, it is one needs to know how to look at suffering and afflictions. And this way of looking at it is very important. And if one summarizes or comprises it into this, into three short, important sentences, then this is short but very precise and very important.
Dene. Da dorje tebe lola nyumong da dunga da nyumong ji ta sur kare se na khachang ne chab sa ji he yo dunga da nyumong tene dunga da nyumong tak par ta sur tere ye ni nam par tak par ta sur tere.
So Rinpoche explained the other day already in a verse how to look at how the Vajrayana, or how in Vajrayana one looks as afflictions at afflictions and suffering, that was that one looks at as them to be completely pure.
Then ta dorje chete pe lola no tang jui tang jui som no se chete se no jinjik ten re jui se chete nang jui je semjin so re semjin le jui se re no te jik ten je khan la no se pena tanda kopi chitona kayu te no re kopi te chi jikten je khan la so ne gre sim jin ne gre ju chi gre nam ju ji sim jin tene ju si je te nam chi cho je re se no jin jikten nam ju ji sim jin ju nam chi cho je re de la sanga ge chu ge de no ju ju som se ge do 那就就什么噻？就南皮做的。那那经济的，就就的神经，就南皮做的嘞。他那得了吃多的，那就就什么嘞？那就就什么了？大嘴也不就过个嘞。马尔维，
热死，热死。
So in Vajrayana, one speaks of the three vessel, contents, and continuum. These are three important words, and the vessel is the outer vessel, the world or the system of worlds, and the inner contents of this outer vessel are the beings. Rinpoche gave the example of if one drinks a cup of coffee, then the cup is the outer is the vessel and the coffee is the contents. So, but in Vajrayana, the vessel is the beings, and what is the contents in this the vessel is the outer world, and what is the contents, it's the beings. And the third term, the continuum, are the eight consciousnesses.
Tanda la, tanda nanto la jana ngatu kangba tungban de no re, nanu yapa ngatu mosu ju re, ngatu ju je, namki toje de ju sigre, namki re, namki toje la tek la ju sigre.
So, if we consider ourselves sitting in this room, then the room is the vessel, and we ourselves sitting in it, we are the beings in it. And our consciousnesses, our eight consciousnesses, are the continuum.
Tene Kangba Tongban Deyang, Namkal Degi Mare Sakong Nating Koyere, Tene No Kangba Tongban Deyang, Sai Kongwa Den Dewa Yere.
So also this room or this empty So also this room we are sitting in, this empty room, it's not just kind of flying in the air or but it's connected to the ground. So therefore this room has a connection to the earth or the world, to the ground.
Tantina noju jusom te la tasor te, nojin jikin la tasor kande gogre, dorje tekbe lola, sen nojin jikin te, nan yin, tungba, tung yin do nama, nandong yer mepa yimbe sena, sen nojin jikin te, nandong yer mi ji yer ye kang, tre ye, go ye, zikin yi doma tendao, tasor madawa mangbu yere, ta yer ye kang na ya, yer ye kang na ya, zota madawa mangbu yere.
So how to look at the outer world in Vajrayana? This outer world is appearance, and on the other hand it's emptiness. So although it appears it is empty, and although it is empty it appears, so it is appearance and emptiness inseparable. And therefore one can view it like a Buddha realm or like a pure land, which, yes, like a palace, like a Buddha palace, which is completely pure and which we know, descriptions from the text.
Ta jumtsin de se no jin jik tin yari kang do takba jumtsin de kare se no de tikpa jimbu ta wa ngon de heba de de gore se no jin jik tin de nandong yemi yimbe se na de ne dorje te bo lola nandong yemi ji yari kang yimba de re kwa ka do tu gre nandong yemi me de ndo bi na de ne se no jin jik tin kang yari kang yimbe du zi yo ma re
so how
nandong yemi yimbe se na tikpa jimbu lola nandong yemi yimbe se na dorje te bo lola se no jin jik tin de ne nandong yemi ji yari kang re
So how can we say that this Buddha palace of pure this palace can be pure? So for this we have to know the view of the Mahayana before. The view of the Mahayana was that things appear but are empty, and although they are empty, they appear, that their appearance and emptiness are inseparable. If we don't know the outer world to be appearance and emptiness inseparable, we cannot know the outer world to be a completely pure palace.
They are pen a melango hiba, you know. Melango, my hina said no jinjig din de. Then by tropandra, you're a. Then by tropandra, you ever say no. Then it's a matan, talkba, zangbo, the neighbor tamje, then by tropandra, you're a yaganda with your mother. Melango, you know. Nandong yemi, eh? Nama tamje, nandong yemi, ibisena, madaba, kayan, your mother. Then a melango hina yaganda with you.
This is like in a dream. If one does not recognize the dream, then one thinks that the appearances are real, and one thinks they are truly existent. So one thinks that purity and dirtiness are really existent, and when one does not recognize the dream, one thinks that this is all really existent. So then also when one considers the outer world to be a palace, when one thinks things like that are really existent, then one cannot realize, or one cannot see this palace as being completely pure, because those things like dirt and things like that are really existent.
Oh yeah. Dorje tekwe lola. Sen no jin jikin de chuchin. Yere kan yin be jumsin yote, nandong yin mi yin be se.
So Rinpoche puts that into a logical argument.
Rinpoche does it mean again, Rinpoche. There you go.
Given the outer world in Vajrayana, it has a reason to be a pure palace, because it is appearance and emptiness inseparable.
Then nandong yemi in a yariye kan la zota la cheba yom war yariye kan ka ye la trivye tan go ye tan pen ze bo yore yariye kan ka ye dorje pamon da wala toksom ti yore ze bo ka ya yom war ka ye dombo ya yore yariye kan la mala ma bo yore cheba ka ya yom war yariye kan tene dada dombo po le sagong ra wo So that I will use the end of the Gambus Gambus is a
round. Round is it round?
Dumbo Namkal and Rogan the Watcher as a tongue bite. Tell me, Cassie.
Balloon.
Yareka balloon, Dawichi, you know, yeah. Chicken door, Cheva Yamare. No, don't you mean in a Zota Lecheva Mavade? Can you send a dodgy farming or tea and Dawon to do?
So if one knows the phenomena or things to be appearance and emptiness inseparable, then also our palace, our pure palace, then there is no difference how it is built. So whether it is built with four corners and four doors in a very nice style, very beautifully, or as it is in the Dorje Parmo practice, when it is three corners only and very ugly. What she said. And or if it is built like a balloon or just round, it's completely no difference how it is built. It is completely pure because we know it is appearance and emptiness inseparable.
Balloon se betan da ten da wo yona ten da wo yo mar ka wa yina yang ji kwa yo le pe ji bu yin ji
maybe it is very nice to have a palace which is like a balloon because there is no up no down and it can go wherever it likes. Maybe it's very nice to have one like that. Re
chira so rocket le ndo te ten ka wa yina kang ba jong ndo tu de se ke tu ka wa te ya tho le yang ndo tu tu.
Yes, so it will be like when one goes with a rocket into space, one can go wherever one likes.
No, one can go up
your knees. Me kawaii na ndo to bari na.
Oh, I see.
Ten da wo ndo na dumbo yena teni debo yero ten wo cheba yo mare.
That's the non-gravity in the balloon or in the rocket. Like you yourself, you don't, you are not fixed to the ground. You just
floating.
That's what Rinpoche thinks and what you think you have to think about.
对，第一些呢，当多多那些脑筋急停的压力刚因因胳膊僵筋的，怎么点着我什么当过了？
So therefore, one has to think about the necessity of having a pure palace.
对那些脑筋急停的，脑洞也没几个人不是呢？对那脑筋急停的，开始是那脑筋急停的，羊脑洞也没不是呢？
So because this outer vessel, this pure palace, is appearance and emptiness inseparable, then also the inner contents, the beings, are appearance and emptiness inseparable. And therefore, we can visualize them or we can know them to be deities or yidams.
So generally,
They are not made up by atoms, or they are not made up by flesh and blood. They are actually like in a dream. They don't truly exist. So this flesh and these atoms and this blood and all the impurities that go with these beings, they don't truly exist. They are dreamlike. This is all just made up out of due to our own concepts. Those things don't really exist, but they are made up due to our own concept, our concepts of flesh and blood and atoms. So therefore, they are, these sentient beings are just dreamlike. So sometimes it is when one dreams or when one recognizes one's dreams, one still can go with one's body or one can fly with one's body into the sky. And this is because one has recognized the dream and one knows that there are no atoms, there are no flesh, there is no blood and no impurity of the body. So if one recognizes the dream, one knows that these don't truly exist, and therefore also the impurity does not truly exist, so therefore it's just pure. Because when one recognizes the dream and this body does not have any atoms or nor flesh nor blood, therefore it is possible in a dream that you can fly into the space. So, and in the same way, like in this dream,
same.
Also the sentient beings of samsara are only dependent on one's concepts, these atoms and this flesh and this blood exists. Only in dependence on one's concepts one has of it, but actually, truly they don't exist. Therefore, it's appearance and emptiness inseparable.
yinba yendo nga su nyimi liu de namdo ngola de denba troba drawu yina yang ngane ne lok nandong yinmi yinba se no tene lako nandong yinmi denra gare la gomba kaso nandong yinmi gongo gare lu jine lo ngoma de nandong yinmi yinba se no tene ta simjin ji lu de nandong yin donji de belo la nandong yinmi ji la gare
So, like in the dream, atoms of our body, atoms, flesh and blood does not truly exist, but is appearance and emptiness inseparable. Also in daytime, only dependent on our concepts, these atoms, flesh and blood seem to be truly existent, but they only seem to be truly existent, but they don't truly exist. Also in daytime, our atoms, body, our body, which is made up by atoms, flesh and blood, is as well appearance and emptiness inseparable. So therefore in the Vajrayana, one can visualize or one can see this body to be a deity or to be a yidam, which is also appearance and emptiness inseparable.
Yadam je lako yinpe jimtsin yote nandong yinmi yinpse.
So Rinpoche again puts this into a logical argument.
Logic de angu. Yeah.
Which says, given the inner contents, the sentient beings, they are
Nandong yinmi yinpse. Loje tepe lo la simjin ji lu chu jin. La yinpe jimtsin yin te Nandong yinmi yinpse.
So once more, given sentient, the inner content, sentient beings, in the Vajrayana, they have a reason to be, or there is the reason that they are like yidams or deities, because there are appearance and emptiness inseparable.
Then yedam ji gomba kapsu nandong yemi ji yedam ji la kande ji na nandong yemi ji yedam de yapo ji gom ki ba yino then tam lula den bar ki ba ta lula machang bar ki ba namdo le tro to gre
so
namdo ki nyen bon lo gre
if one knows how to meditate on yedams or deities that they are appearance and emptiness inseparable, then it will be easier for us to liberate ourselves from taking this body to be real and clinging to it as being impure.
Tene yedam gomba pochu dorje tepe lola yedam gomba pochu rang lu nandong yemi imba la ngi tembo gogre lu nandong yemi imba la ngi tembo yona tene yedam nandong yemi yapo gom to gre lu nandong yemi la ngi mi na yedam gom na yang nandong yemi yong go mare den ba troban da gom de marbe
so for everybody who meditates a yedam or who meditates on a deity he or she has to develop this certitude that the deity is appearance and emptiness inseparable then also one will understand that our own body is appearance and emptiness inseparable. And knowing that the meditation of the deity as being appearance and empty inseparable will be better. So one has to have this certainty about that.
Jirem hakosong. Jirem nyam su lemba nam. Maro, lu nandong yinmi de yichi na, la nandong yinmi gombar ni. La nandong yinmi gombhi na, tamar je nangin gokor ni. Hakusong.
Hakusong, yinay yangcho song.
Jikse na, tse nga zo na, jirem nyang se lenpa nam. Yedam je jirem gomba po nam zebre. Yedam je jirem gomba nam. La lu nandong yin mi la
So Rinpoche puts that into a verse saying, those practitioners who meditate, the development state of the development stage of a Yidam, if they have faith or if they know body to be their body to be appearance and emptiness inseparable, they will be able to understand that the Yidam or the deity is also appearance and emptiness inseparable. And if they know that the deity also is appearance and emptiness inseparable, then they will be able to stop clinging to ordinary appearances. So when one like that knows how to meditate the deity to be appearance and emptiness inseparable, then one will be able to practice the development state of
the Yidama.
So nowadays there are lots of practitioners who meditate on the development state of Yidam practice, but they are not capable to do that, or they are not able to do that because they still cling as to the body as being truly existent. They have to know that it is appearance and emptiness inseparable.
Joy nam hi cho je dorje te ko lo la yang nam hi cho je ke ling re nam hi cho je po te kha se te zo na zo le tro ba yin na ya nam hi cho je je ne cho te ne cho ra ne lok te ye hi nga yin na ye nam hi cho je je ne lok te ye hi re ye hi nga yin na ye.
So the third one was the continuum, the eight consciousnesses. And also in Vajrayana, one speaks of the eight consciousnesses. But here, the eight consciousnesses have the nature of the five primordial awarenesses.
Nang Sanji Meton Tungare, Melang Homa Yipakabs, Demba Trapan Doksam Tungare, Mohin and Nang Sam Tungare, in a Nelung Omalam Melam, Metotame, Madropesena, Tene Cassete Nam Hi Yang, Madropere, Cassete Nam Hi Madom Naya, Nam Hi Soje Jango, Mo Satong Yen Miam, Tene Ransom Rekpihi, Mo Te Ransom Rekpihi Resla.
So this is, for example, if one has a dream about a flower, then in this dream the flower is just mere appearance. It does not truly exist. But if one does not recognize the dream, then one takes it to be truly existent. If one recognizes the dream, then one knows, aha, this appearance is his only appearance and emptiness inseparable. And the consciousness which takes this outer object or the consciousness which focuses outside on this object also is because this has the nature of it does not truly exist, but it has the nature of self-arisen primordial awareness.
Then same je ne lok sa cha chen bo to na same je ne lok de ran zo re pe ye hi re ran zo re pe ye hi yin be se na then nam hi cho je je ne lok ye hi nga yi ran yin re.
So when one realizes the true nature of mind, when one realizes Mahamudra, then this has the essence or the nature of self arisen primordial awareness. And having realized that, then all the eight consciousnesses have the nature of the five primordial wisdoms. So if one knows or if one has believed in that the eight consciousnesses are the are actually the five primordial awarenesses, then when one realizes Mahamudra, one will be able to liberate oneself from delusion. So one has to summarize or comprise these eight consciousnesses into five awarenesses. If each consciousness were related to one primordial awareness, then it would make eight primordial awarenesses.
Tanda chuji yingi yiki, melong tabi yiki, nyamba nyiji yiki, soso tokbi yiki, sabatubi yiki, sigiri yiki nga, tenda wole. Tangbo yiki nga, ming di ki gu.
Generally, there are five awarenesses. One is the primordial awareness of Dhamma Dhatu, chuki ying, tene.
Yiki sigiro, Dhamma Dhatu.
Then there is the primordial awareness which liberates discriminating. Then there is the mirror-like primordial awareness and the primordial awareness of sameness, or which is sameness, and the all accomplishing primordial awareness. And in the beginning, we just have to know the names.
Tan choje ne jodo yikinga kande si yagre. Tambo kunge la ni yagre. Kunge la toncha da sarcha ni yobare. Kunge toncha number tagucha ni. Tene. Chuji yingi yiki, kungi sacha number tabucha ni melong tabu yiki. New mumbu yi, number tabu nanger with chani yamba niji yiki. Tene yiji namhi nanger with chani soso tobu yiki. Yiji chutamji soso madavanzi. Gonga namhi nanger wa tanda sabatobi yiki yagre. Dixon. Tantambo Kungila, Yhi Nigagre, Kungi Toncha, the Sachani, Kungi Toncha Nesotakpa, Rangiji number Tabuchani, Chuji Yingi, Sacha number Tabuchani, Melong Tavi here. Near. Yeah.
So if one considers the all base consciousness, this has two aspects. One aspect is from its one aspect is emptiness aspect, and the other one is its clarity aspect. And from its emptiness aspect, it is connected to the primordial awareness of Dhamma Dhatu. And from its clarity aspect, it is connected to the mirror-like primordial awareness. So the second consciousness, the afflicted consciousness, this from its aspect that it is complete purity, it is connected to the primordial awareness of sameness.
So
the mind consciousness when yes, the third one, the mind consciousness, when it is when the delusions are purified, then it is connected to the discriminating primordial awareness. And the other five consciousnesses, they are all connected to the all-accomplishing primordial awareness.
That then we do Choje Yihinga in but the Choje. So, the Ransin Badi Yinga in Sigi Maran Korba Caps of Soja and Truba Yere, Soja Jane Lok the Yingare, Soja Jentruba the Kanga Tandro Caps of the Ni Yingare, Yingar, Mundu Jurbari, Pena, Charum Churi Yuvanavore, Charum Yimba Caps of Chu Yurina, Chur Rang Gasabasi Togomare, Chu Yin Sigamare, Charum Huber Caps of Charum Churi Huber Caps of Charum Teacher and Juvara Mado, Charum Pang Teacher.
So, how come that we can refer this or connect this eight consciousnesses to the five primordial wisdoms? This is in when one is still in samsara, then these consciousnesses are deluded. But the true nature of those consciousnesses, that is primordial wisdom. So the true nature of the consciousness is primordial wisdom. So when those consciousnesses are purified, they change or they will become primordial wisdom. And this is like ice and water. Generally, ice has the nature of water, but one cannot call it water. So when it melts, then it becomes water. Then it will become its nature, and one does not have to give this to push away this ice to get the water, but it will naturally melt into water.
Dorje tekwe lola namchi choje chujin. Ngo yihinga yinpe jumsin yote ngo sartong yinginse.
So again, putting that into a logical argument, saying given the eight consciousnesses in Vajrayana, there is a reason that they are the five primordial awarenesses, because their essence because their essence is clarity and emptiness. So in brief, our present thoughts, the nature of it is primordial wisdom, because the nature is clarity and emptiness inseparable.
对，俺就大胆就是先进那六色洞，也没得了，让众人被也去养死的。
So the
明白了吗？没有。
So also to this clarity and emptiness inseparable of our present thought, one can also say it is the self-arisen primordial awareness.
对，现在大胆就先啥东西也没得了，牛没去把养死个嘞，他们儿子去把养死个嘞。等到早就领带吧，大胆就先讲我啥东西也没得，早就做，早就做呀，要嘛嘞，早就领带不是呢。
And also to this clarity and emptiness inseparable of our present thought, one can also say it is an ordinary consciousness or it is an uncontrived consciousness, because this essence of our present thought is clarity and emptiness inseparable. It is absolutely not made up, not fabricated. It is uncontrived, and therefore one can also call it ordinary or uncontrived consciousness.
Tatarji semji nelok sadong yemi tela do yi chuke kolo sumba dekhi nyingbu do de namji chuke tatu se na dekhi nyingbu re. Tene ma ke chuke tatu se na tene saja chenbu yang sigre zogba chenbu yang sigre. Kolo Sumpa.
So in the third turning of the wheel from the sutras, you can call this consciousness also the Buddha nature, and in the sutras it's also called Buddha nature, and in Mantrayana you can also call it either Mahamudra or Dzogchen, for example, Mahati.
Tanda Dzogchen ni semje ne lok de Dzogchen ni len de be yi hi de Dzogchen ni ni se me be yi hi Dzogchen ni me ji yi hi Dzogchen ni dong ge yi hi Dzogchen ni me ji yi hi ramada sing ramada yong de.
So there are various different words you can call the true nature of mind. You can call them primordial wisdom, which is beyond dualism, or non-dual primordial wisdom, and words like that. There are many words you can call the true nature of mind. Like in a dream, there is nothing to focus on, and since there is nothing to focus on, there is nobody who focuses on. So it's beyond the two of something, an object to focus on and somebody who focuses. And then you can call it primordial wisdom, a non-dual primordial wisdom. Now we see everything as dual, or we see everything as perceived object and a perceiver, but this is just our delusion. The true nature does not have this dualistic aspect. It is non-dual primordial awareness.
So that
we have this dualistic perceptions, and that we see things in a dualistic way, and that we think it is real like that in this dualistic way. This is only due to our confusion. And in actual fact, it is non-dual primordial wisdom. It is like in a dream. It's non-dual.
Mene kang yinba, yang dabar kang yinba, ton tambar kang yinba te, nisa mebe yi hi re. Nimi ji yi hi yore, sa doji tepe lo la nime ji ki ke len bare.
So how it is actually non-dual primordial wisdom. And in Vajrayana, this non-dual primordial wisdom is said to be.
Nime ji ki. Tene malare pe gongpa tayang tungere malare pe nisa me pe tonto na tabin cho jang te la sa songare. Nisa me pe tonto na tabin cho re songare. Nisa me pe tonto pa nime ji ki to na tene tawa to pa.
This is also in accordance with Milarepa's song, in which he says, if one realizes that non-duality, then this is the most supreme of all realizations.
Oh, teno. Te tere dorje tebe lola, tene, tate, te tabi yembe sena, dorje tebe lola, junchi te tabi sena, tene, dorje tebe lola, dunga deva chenpo tang, nyumong yehi re, nyumong ba nga yungo yehi re. Dorje tekpa tabi wangda se na donga deva chenpo tang nyungmo pa nga yihi nga rito pari.
Donga
hako songa. Chol donga dobe. O te dechen re. Donga deva chenpo tang. Donga je ngowo dechen, nyungmo ko ngowo yihi re ta. Dorje tekpa lo. Tanda tzabi khe gobe jimtsen kar re. Donga tang nyungmo la tatsor song khe barawa. Te tanda donga tang nyungmo te dupa kapsu khe gobe jimtsen te re. Dorje tepe lola dunga kare deva chenpo re. Mala repe dunga deva rikhawe deye songpa te dunga de chen to ngun som to tokpa re. Nga tso yi chi gogre ma to togu to yo ma re. Togu ma re. Yis to gogre. Tene nyomong yi chi re. Dona dorje tepe lola ta dunga da nyomong la ta sorje wangda se na dunga denbar ma do pare dunga jine lo te deva chenpo rangin re, nyumong ke ne lok te yehi nga re, te ngondi joko re.
So if one summarizes that suffering and affliction in Vajrayana can be said to that suffering is happiness and afflictions are suffering is the, suffering is great bliss and affliction primordial, the five primordial wisdoms. This is because suffering does not truly exist, therefore it is the same as great bliss, and the true nature of afflictions is or are the five primordial wisdoms.
Dunga deva yinpe jimtsin che karare se na mala ngon ma hipa kapsu me ke tsik na pe me ke tsik re dunga yung re. Mala ngon hipa yinna me yi tsikwa tsorba te deva ndrahu yung re.
So what is the reason that...
Che tang yang se vre. Nanjur pala kakarawa. Mala ngon ma hipa kapsu me la denbar hin, tsikzi me la denbar hin, lu la denbar hin pe se na dunga yung re. Mala ngon hina me tsikwa tsorba te tene hiva dan deva ndawo, chiba ndawo chakare.
Najapa yina.
Oy, najapa yina. Mala ngon hina zes. Chita mala ngon hina yang yungu yore, najapa mena yang.
Oh, yeah.
Kain suna mele denbar kenpa yomar, lele denbar kenpa yomar, sorba chi yore, dunga yomar, payang ndawo yore. Payang ndawo ngani chiba ndawo yore.
So how come that suffering is great bliss? This is, for example, in a dream, when one is burned by fire in a dream, then just because one takes the fire to be truly existent and one takes one's body to be truly existent, one will have this feeling of suffering. So, but if one knew that this is just a dream, then if one knew that the body and the fire does not truly exist, then this suffering feeling won't arise, but one will have a feeling of great bliss, peace.
Right. Then, you mongong over here, but I can't know. Tita, te, malam,
And how come that afflictions have the nature of the five primordial awarenesses? This is the true nature of affliction. Does not have any dullness or stupidity, but it has a clarity aspect. It is clear. So therefore, it is. It can be the five primordial awarenesses.
Tetam dor dona sen no jin jik ti na dong yin mi ji yar ye kang nang ju ji sim ji na dong yin mi ji la nam hi cho ji ye hi nga yi ran yin du yi ji ten bu ji no de ne dor je te kwa nyam se le ba la samo yong gre dor je te kwa nyam ni samo yong gre de bu yang nyor bu yong gre.
So therefore, when one knows the outer vessel, the world, to be appearance and appearance and emptiness inseparable, to be a pure palace, and when one knows the inner content, the being, to be appearance and emptiness inseparable, and to be like yidams or deities, and when one knows the eight consciousnesses to have the nature of the five wisdoms, then one can meditate. Then meditation will be clear, and one can reach very quickly the result.
Ti ta donga da nyumong la ni ni rang te pe ka chu ta sor kan de ji gu gu do te pa chim bi lo la ta sor kan de ji gu gu do dor ji te pe lo ga ta wa kar re ta sor kan de ji gu gu do dor du hyu tro bai.
So Rinpoche explained how one has to look at suffering and afflictions in the Shravakayana and Pratekabuddhayana, and how one has to look at suffering and afflictions in the Mahayana, and now also how one has to look at suffering and afflictions in the Vajrayana.
Re tanda dorje thekpa la gapo mangbo yore dorje thekpa rek mangbo yore rek dorje thekpa rek kin kaza hakusong kaza rek hakusong dorje thekpa rek nyintu je rek kaza rek nyintu rek da je rek da mangi rek nyintu rek da thekpa je be rek kin de ne ne san je rek dorje thekpa la me ba chen bo yoe be se na dorje thekpa rek kin mangbo yore ina ya dorje thekpa nyam so lemba la yen da wo ta ba te ya bo zo go gre ye ta ba ya bo zo ma thom na dorje thekpa samo yong ma marve.
So nowadays there are lots of people who like Vajrayana. There are lots of people who are in this family of Vajrayana. And if one wants to practice the Vajrayana, one mainly has, one has to know the base or the root. One has to know how the view of the Vajrayana is. If one does not know that, then the practice won't be beneficial.
Then in New York, la Kangpa Rinpo som yore, Kangpa ni, Toksa jya de ni ke seba. Kangpa Thunpo akusom.
Akusom.
Ni som yore, Hikako la Telen Thunpo ji yore, Tesu tamji ye yapo yore. Ye akusom. Ye yapo mena kwanso rindo gare, Thunpo de leche. Sayom jamna ya riga me doko ye yapo zo yore. Then I would dirty the pala, Yamne say by the gay abuzuku. Savanda would. Sambo Sava took the abuzuku.
So if
Consu Sava the Yabuzo may not toka Yatambazo Mazuko Nerino. So Zawa Hajang Yabuzo Yorendo. Then a toxa ja, don't put the Yona Rigamare. Sayom Jana Yarigamare, Long Kimbo Jana Yarigamare. Stavate Tangbu Yabuzo Yorendo. Then I ye doji take by Dropala, Zawati Yabuzo. Zawakare, Tawa Yabuhiko.
So if one wants to practice the Vajrayana, one needs this view as the root, one needs this proper view as a base. And this is like, for example, in New York, there are 2-3 very high skyscrapers. And in Chicago, even there is one higher skyscraper. And if they didn't have a good base, if they didn't have a good root, they would fall down. So all the 100 or 200, 100 flories, I don't know, would just fall apart when there is, if wind comes out, it would just fall. If something else happens, it just would fall down. If there were no foundation, if there were no root that keeps it straight, keeps it firm. So in the same way, if one wants to meditate or practice the Vajrayana, one has to have a foundation, one has to have a firm root, which is the correct view. So this is when one builds a house, and if one does not have, if one does not build a good foundation, then but instead builds very firm and stable stories, then this stable and firm stories won't help if there is not a stable foundation.
Then you Hong Kong la kang ba ka hi re drag ten la kaba ha ko zo kaba kaba re drag ten la kaba z ja kaba to kaba ten la yang kang ba mang bo tok sa sum ji zo ye re
dung de ki kaba
Don't the Pukawa, I know. Hang the cow. Don't the Pukawa, come back to the cup. Tate Yaya. Then he is Jisokale here and the great. Then they are mine, Dragarata. Tene, tak tering terkacang ya, lepas. Tene jalan so dikote sang jalan so terbaik mana terbaik so cukup. Tering terbaik so na tuju rambo yang tang kiri, lepas. Tene sang terbaik so cukup.
So.
Tak sur suam dia lah terbaik kandai kandai tu. Tecung kandai dangan tu tak
boleh. So that was it for today and. Tomorrow you can come and ask questions to the three kinds of how to view in three different vehicles. And if you have questions or doubts, then you can ask this tomorrow. Today it would be too tiring, and there is not enough time.
Then sang chuchu sambala. Chuchu sambala nga pala hara li rukare. Jiran su yang mama ma le pandun du bayu na. Then kaantang. Yang du na chuchu chik le kundu le la vudu. Chuchu sambala ya le vazo na. Then sang ya chunyi chukare. Chuchu sambala. Yang then chuchu nipa lantun na ya sambala li kare.
So Rinpoche will go to Bulahari at 3 o'clock tomorrow. And
Yong de Bayona, Hyo Sevamari, Yong de Bayona. Mama Malepa, da Yang Yong de Bayona. Kutu Sambala Lena, the name Dokwang Tonyambo, malade pe son ki ki kiran so ni to ma
le payina
na
ma le payina yang
ding ma le chok ma da somba ta ta le go che yang chok ma re nga yang chok ma somba ta ta le go
so Rinpoche
will yong de ba yona
Rinpoche will go at 3 o'clock tomorrow to Pulahari to give teachings there and in case you would like to come you are allowed to come and listen to the teaching. It takes 1 hour by foot to go up there, so if you start here at 2 o'clock, you could reach there at 3 o'clock, and if you like, you are welcome and you are allowed to listen to the teachings.
Mm-hmm.
It will end after 1 hour, and at 4 o'clock one can go down
there.
So you need to come at 3 o'clock in time exactly. Up there at 4 o'clock exactly we will go down.
Gan yin sena jön nang bo ma mang bo yona drup drup ba zola number yin wa yin kre nam yin.
Oh yeah.
Marbe.
This is because when we are staying there for a long time, then those who are actually in retreat over there, they will be too much distracted.
The kejur, yena, mena? Ah, kejur. Ta kejur, te kejur yo mare jis yaran yo. Jis yo jo.
So there won't be any translation. Rinpoche says, we can tape it and translate it later.
Jis yo jo. Ina tenten ra yo re chira. Yeah. Tenten yo re.
But it will be a good auspicious connection.
Kare sena ya da. Dokwangwa dobra dungi chore konso kejur go gum do kanga
parba. This is because the monks up there they are in retreat and they don't need any translation. So one can translate it later then.
Malare pe song ji song gor ji gire.
Oh yeah. So Rinpoche will explain about some Milarepa songs.
Ina te ta da ta ba hi ge mare mata ba hi ge. Mata ba. Mata ba ko.
So Rinpoche does not explain permanence, but he explains about impermanence.
Matap. Ah, tava kiega mare, matap kiega.
So not the view.
Yeah, he won't explain feelings about.
Matap kiega. Kyo va kiega chu kiega.
So he won't explain about the view of Milarepa, but he will. Kyo va kiega chu kiega.
Jika kiega chu kiega. Akusume.
Gewande ye je wo gun sunam yi ji zu zu de sunam yi ji le amba gun yu du bor ju mun ju lam bu ku yi zha shi yi na zhuk ju song ki zha shi ta zha zhe me tuk ki zha shi yar ve ke song tuk ki zha shi